Revan took the opportunity to leap on the basilisk's back, grabbing hold of the back of the pilot's seat. The Mandalorian reached back over his shoulder to grab at the stowaway, but Revan easily avoided his grasp as he slid his lightsaber tip through the back of the seat and through the pilot's torso. The basilisk screamed as the semi-sentient droid felt the death of its rider through the symbiotic link the Mandalorian shared with their mechanical mounts. Left without guidance or direction, the simple artificial intelligence programs reverted to a primal attempt to rid the basilisk of its new rider. The thrashing sent the basilisk into a deadly dive. Revan leapt clear just before it hit the ground. His fall cushioned by the snow, he rolled, sprang back to his feet, and turned his attention to the three remaining basilisks. He wasn't surprised to see them circling high above him, well out of the reach of even a Jedi's leap. Just as he had learned how to fight basilisks during the Mandalorian Wars, the riders had also learned the best strategies to use when facing a member of the Jedi Order. If they stayed at a distance and coordinated their fire, it was only a matter of time until they brought Revan down. Fortunately, he wasn't fighting alone. His distraction had given Vela and the other Clan Ordo riders the time they needed. As the Gendry pilots prepared to retaliate against Revan, six Ordo basilisks took to the air in attack formation. Now outnumbered 2-1, the Gendry pilots banked their war droids away from the enemy squadron and fled. Instead of pursuing, the Ordo riders turned their attention to the enemy forces on the ground. The battle quickly turned into a rout. Even with superior numbers, the Gendry troops couldn't match the awesome firepower of half a dozen basilisks. The carnage lasted less than 5 minutes before the Gendry ranks broke. Revan didn't bother to participate in the final stages of the slaughter. He'd known the battle was over the instant Vela and the others took to the sky. He looked around for Candorus and found him perched atop one of the basilisks, screaming out a Mandalorian war cry as he arced back and forth across the field, butchering his enemies. Such vicious savagery was typical of Mandalorian warfare, and yet Revan knew that once the battle was over, Clan Gendry would hold no grudge against the victors. If Mandalore ever rose again and called them to fight alongside Clan Ordo, they would answer without hesitation. His thoughts were interrupted when a great shadow passed over him, followed a second later by the heavy thud as Candorus brought his basilisk in for a landing a few meters away.
"Better put that thing away,"
he said, leaping to the ground and nodding at Revan's lightsaber.
"Why? You think Vela's gonna forget I have it?"
Revan asked, but he extinguished the blade as he spoke.
"I doubt anyone other than the pilot saw what happened. No point advertising what you really are more than we have to."
Revan changed the subject.
"You think they'll try another attack?"
"No,"
Candorus said.
"You sure? I get the feeling they don't like us being in their territory."
"They fled the battle,"
Candorus grinned.
"It's our territory now."
His grin grew wider.
"Felt good to fly into battle again."
"Where'd you get the mount?"
Revan asked.
"Belongs to a young man named Grizzer. He still hasn't been tested in battle, so Vela told me I could use it if we ran into any trouble."
"When'd she tell you that?"
"The other night."
"You mean when you were sharing her tent?"
Candorus shrugged.
"What does Grizzer think about that?"
"Vela's the clan leader. He'll do what she says."
"And what's she going to say now that she knows I'm a Jedi?"
Revan wondered.
"Guess we're gonna find out,"
Candorus said, as Vela's basilisk swooped in to land beside them. The Clan Ordo leader didn't say a word as she climbed down from her seat. She walked toward the two men, her expression unreadable.
"Go help with the wounded," she said to Revan. "You Jedi are good at that, right?"
He nodded.
"After that, get some rest, both of you. Be ready to leave at daybreak."
Her words were calm, almost casual, but there was a fierce intensity in her eyes that made Revan wonder if he'd made an enormous mistake.